كاس السيفر سيمن بيز سيف جيمل يش ايمم دتصرخ دافك لا هيتي بس فاسب شو معبد لشما there are those that hold that one dafka has to speak out explicitly that he is being ma'abed these iris lishma v'chein nachein la'asais and that is the appropriate course of action l'chadchila ki ein ha'kedusha chala b'machshava ela b'dibur because in order for the kedusha to be chal one needs dibur machshava is not enough shehadibur oiser roshem gadol aval b'dieved however b'dieved yesh lismech al ha'poiskim degam b'machshava sagi l'chadchila one needs to speak it out however that's what the Birkei Yosef says, b'shem der advaz, that one needs to speak it out in order for the Kedusha to be chal, but b'dieved one can be meikel, and can be samech on the poskim that hold, that even machshava is enough. Says the Lishka in Seif Koton Ches, l'kamon b'simin yud, Seif Koton Dalit, kasavti k'tzas haichocha, d'le Kedushas Hashem sagi v'machshava. In Simin Yud Sivkotin Dalid, I brought a bit of a Haychacha, Dilu Kedushas Hashem, Sagi B'machshava, that if one, when one needs to be Mekadish the Shem, it's enough to do it B'machshava. Over there his Haychacha is because it's brought in the Yerushalmi that Reb Shamis Min Chavivi said that he would be Meichik all the Halalukas in the Sefer Tehillim of Rabbi Meir. Kevon Shaloi Niskaven Lakadsham. So the Kesis understands over there that Niskaven Lakadsham means Bikavona, right? And not Bipeh. Lefizeh, according to that Raya Yeshlemer, the Gambi Ibud Kain, the Halashmoda Ibud, the Lashmoda Haskaris, Beloshin Emra, Beloshin Echod Nemru, Begitin, Daphnandalan Amud Beis. Because over there it is brought two stories of people that came before Rav Ami and Rav Avo. And they said, Sefer Torah Zeh, I didn't write the Azkaras Lishma, Sefer Torah Zeh, I wasn't Ma'abed Lishma. So you see, it's brought together. So in as much as we could be Mekel, that Machshava is enough for Kedushas Hashem, so we could be Mekel as well, that Machshava is enough for the Ibud. Seif Dalid in the Kesa. Sefer Torah, Tfilin u'mezuzah, Chalukos b'Kedushas. And they're not the same. They have different levels of Kedusha. Kedusha Sefer Torah G'dayla Mikedushas Tefillin. The Kedusha of a Sefer Torah is more than the Kedusha of Tefillin. Kedushas Tefillin G'dayla Mikedushas Mezuzah. And the Kedusha of Tefillin is greater than the Kedusha of a Mezuzah. U'lishma, the Kedusha Kala, Laichashiv, Lishma, La Kedusha Chamura. If one is Mechavan for a Kedusha Kala, not Mechavan, if one is Mekadish for a Kedusha Kala, that does not help for a Kedusha Chamura. Kigain, for instance, Klaf ha Ma'ubud L'Shem Tefillin. Klaf that were Ma'ubud L'Shem Tefillin. Ene kosher lichtev olav Sefer Torah. You can't write a Sefer Torah on Klaf that was Ma'ubud for Tefillin, because Tefillin is a lesser Kedusha than Sefer Torah. Aval inyan mitzvah kala, the hainu lichtev olav mezuzah, yeshayim the shapir choshev l'shma. But to write a mezuzah on klaf that was ma'ubid l'shem tefillin, there are those that hold that that's fine. To l'shma de kedusha chamura, oy lagam l'shma de kedusha kala, because it's included. If I was mechavin, if I was mekadesh, I was mechavin l'shma, I said l'shma, being ma'abidis iris l'shem tefillin, so that includes mezuzah, which is underneath tefillin. It's covered by tefillin. Aval yesh l'fakvik b'zeh, but the Kesis says, it's not so poshut. The kol kedusha v'loimar, the kol kedusha tzricha dafka l'shma mamish. Kesis holds, this is a mokim to say that each item would require its own kedusha. V'oid yesh mefakvikim b'zeh, mishum chshosha da'in meridim mikdusha chamur l'kedusha kala. If I'm going to use oiris that were mu'ubid for tefillin, and I'm going to go and use it now for mezuzah, so I'm being meirid the kedusha from the kedusha of tefillin to the kedusha of mezuzah. The gamal yedei tnai yesh mefakvikim, and there are those that hold that even a tnai would be no good. In other words, to say I'm being ma'abedit l'shem tefillin with a tnai that I could use it for mezuzah. There are those that hold that the tnai also doesn't work. L'chein amuvcher hu, therefore the preferred thing is la'abedes ha'iris b'protis l'shem kedushas, and to be ma'abed the iris individually for the item that you want to use it for. As asher l'sefer Torah l'shem kedusha sefer Torah, v'asher l'tfilin l'tfilin, v'asher l'mezuzos l'mezuzos. Ach, im I efshel l'lasis ken, what if you can't do that? Azai b'shas hadchak, yesh lismaych ala oimrim desagi k'shayimu b'tchilas ibu l'shem kedusha sefer Torah, u'l'shem tfilin u'l'shem mezuzah u'l'shem or lebatim. So b'shas hadchak, if you can't, for whatever reason, be ma'abed the iris for their individual items, so you can just say this general nusach. Or, sheyaymar, you can say it, b'derech tznai, iris elu ani ma'abed l'shem kedusha sefer Torah, v'ani masna, I make a tznai, she'im eretz l'shanais, l'tfilin o'y mezuzah, l'batim yeh rishus b'yodi, I'll be permitted to do so. Ayin chakira aleph, ois lamed ches, that over there, he discusses what's the proper nusach for this tnai. V'ayin l'kamon simen chof hei, sif aleph v'sif beis, that over there he discusses the din of someone who wants to change the klaf for a different usage. And he discusses whether you want to do that before you started writing or whether you want to do that after you started writing. Ayin shom. Sif hei, nochein l'daktik b'kdushas hi'ibud l'shmo. It is appropriate to be medactic b'ktusha se'ibud l'shma kol mokem she'ef she'limtze al yedei Yisrael v'loy al yedei nochri. One should do the ibud l'shma through a Yisrael. V'afal pisha Yisrael enei ma'abdei. Even if the yid is not the one being ma'abed. You have a yid, he doesn't know anything about ibud. He's not doing the ibud. The guy is doing the ibud. Nevertheless, the yid should be the one who's being mekadish L'daktik v'kdusha se'ibud l'shma. That should be the Jew's job. B'yoyfi. Eine ma'abdei b'yoyfi k'may anachri. I'm sorry. V'afal pisha Yisrael eine ma'abdei b'yoyfi k'may anachri. Even though the yid is not ma'abed as nice as the guy, nevertheless, it's still better for the yid to be the one to do to be mechaven l'shma, to say the l'shma, that they're doing the ibud l'shma, k'day lochosh l'dasa Rambam v'siyate, to be chayshish for the sheet of the Rambam, and those who hold like him, she'poyslan imibdam akum, they hold that if an akum does the ibud, it's possible, afilu Yisrael emir al-gabay, v'aymir lo'y aboid l'shma, even if, the Rambam holds, even if a yid stands on top of the guy and he says to him, do the ibud l'shma, it's still going to be possible, mishum d'nachri adaitin nafshei kovid, because the mitzvah is that a guy does it for himself, he's not thinking about the yid, and even if the yid is telling him over and over again, it doesn't make a difference, it's no good. Avol b'makom she'ein abdon Yisrael, but what about if you live in a place where there are no Jewish abdonim to make iris shchiyach, they're not around. Yesh lismach ala poiskim she'machshirin im Yisrael oimed al gaboy, so then you could be samech on the poiskim who are machshir if there's a Yisrael standing over the guy, v'oimer lo yabod li iris elu, lichtoy v'leim sefer Torah v'chulei. V'amrinan d'nachri mistama adai d'Yisrael kovid. And at that point we're going to say that the guy probably did it for the yid because the yid is standing over him. However, v'dafka im mitzava kein la'akum. That's only if the yid is specifically commanding the guy b'fiv v'hu shemeya, and the guy hears what he's saying. Avol machsheves Yisrael. But let's say you have a guy doing the ibud and the yid is standing next to him with grace of kavonis l'shma. Lo'imahani la'akum, the yid's kavonis doesn't help for the guy. The yid has to be telling the guy explicitly what's going on. V'gam tzarech li'oy samuch b'rega shu noisen es oiris l'toy chasid. And as we discussed in previous seifim, the yid has to be there at the moment that the oiris are going into the sid. V'lo'imahani masha oimer le'koidim l'chein. If the yid told him 15 minutes before, that's not going to help. He has to be there at that moment, says the Na'id of Yehuda in Simen Kufayin Hei. V'im yesh la'akum poyalim, what if the goy has workers, gam kein akum, who are also goyim? Ozay tzrichin gam ha'poyalim ahem la'amoy shom k'shu metzavah la'abdon l'shma. In other words, it's not going to be enough if you tell the manager that you have to do it l'shma, and then later on there are going to be other goyish workers doing it, and they don't know anything about this l'shma. Ozay zakti b'nei yoyin en demalach ha'shamayim. Miwim efshir, but the best thing is, again, if there's no abdonim yisraelim, so the best thing would be Mefsher Yisayloya Yisrael Ktsas Bitchila Se Ibud, if the Yid could actually assist in the Ibud, Kishanaisnail Techasid, at the moment that it's being put into the Sid, Vyoimar, and the Yid should say, Shehu Oysel Hashem Sefer Torah. V'chein Noyagin. That is the minig, or at least that was the minig, in the days when there were not Yiddish Avdonim that were Matsui. So this is what they used to do. They would stand together with the Goy, and the Yid would be there b'shas, the Hanochas Ha'oiris into the Sid, and the Yid would help him out, and he would say that I'm being Ma'abedis Oiris, L'shem, Tfilin, Sefer Torah, whatever it was. U'matoiv, it would be Gevaldig, Imyuchal HaYisrael Asayek Tzatz B'chol HaAvoidis. Haha, that would be terrific. The Hainu B'metichoson, U'gredoson, stretching the Oiris, scraping the Oiris, U'schitas HaMayim, squeezing out the water, U'kadayma. If the Yid could help out in all these things, that would be fantastic. U'b'dievet, Afilu Laisai, Eklal, B'dievet, even if the Yid does nothing, kosher, in tzivaloi mitchila. It still will be kosher, like the Rosh, as long as he told him mitchila that he should be doing it lishma, l'shem, sefer Torah, whatever. Aval im tchila se'ibud lo yhaya lishma, but what if the tchila se'ibud was not on lishma? So then Gambi Yisrael, even if the Yid himself is the one doing the ibud loy mahani, it's not going to help oid la'asoy soy lishma. You can't make it up later, k'moy shekasavnu, v'se'if base. Says the Lishkas HaSofer, Ois Tes, Loi Mahani La'akum. It will not help. The Machshava of a Yid does not help for a Goy. The Ze Mechashev V'ze Oived Loi Aminon. Or Ibud, I'm not sure if it's Loshen Ibud or Oived, more Mestaver Oived. Yeah, it doesn't make sense that the Yid is doing the Machshava and the Goy is doing the Ibud. That is not going to work. Azoi Zokter Ama, Mipanu, and Simon Tzadi Dalet. Yisayeh Loi Yisrael. The Yid should help him, that would be ideal. Loshen Rabbeinu Baruch, B'sefer HaTrumah, in Simen Kuf Tzadik Beis. Yeah, Rabbeinu Baruch says that it would be best if the Yid could help him out. V'im goy ma'abdan v'Yisrael oymed al gaboy, u'mesayeh ze yesh boy mamish. Yeah, this siyua, yesh boy mamish, d'nochri adayti Yisrael ovid, so Rabbeinu Baruch is Mekel. V'harosh mevi dvarav, in Hilchas Sefer Torah Simen Gimel, the Rosh brings this Rabbeinu Baruch, the Sefer HaTrumah, v'kosev ezel ha'shoyne, v'nagu ha'am, k'may shekosev Rabbeinu Baruch, ki ein abdonim Yisrael ha'metzuyah. Nowadays there are no Jewish abdonim, v'kolam ha'kaymas. It's a problem. So we have to use Goyish abdonim, and we're saymich on the Sefer HaTrumah. V'chein hadas machras, de beget. Yeah, because by get, where it has to, you have to write the entire tariff of the get lishma, right? And that a guy can't do, because it's a long thing. I will be ibud loy ba'inan loy ba'inan ella b'tchila se'ibud k'sheyosem ha'ar l'toy chasid she'yoymar oz ani oisa kein l'shem sefer Torah v'zeh yasa ha'goy l'shem Yisrael k'sheyoymar loy ha'sei kach. In other words, a get is a langa ma'isa, takes a while, so you can't be samech on a guy that he could do such a long thing for a Yid. But over here, it's a one-second pa'ula. You just need that the second that he's putting the iris into the Sid, that he's going to say that he's doing it l'shma. So that for 1 second, a guy can handle that. Hinei muhach midvar, you see from the Rosh, that filu siyua ein etzarech, that you don't even have to help. V'ayin mashakosav v'zeh b'bir mordchai. The mordchai can be found, this bir mordchai, is in Hakoimetz, Perak Hakoimetz, in Simen Tov Kuf Samach Vov. That over there, he also brings the Hevdel, the Machlokes, between the Sefer HaTrumah and the Rosh. But the Beis Yosef, now by the way, we said a moment ago, Hinei muchach midvarav, da'afilu siyua ein etzarech, right? Because he doesn't say, right? Because you see, it's just a 1 second thing, and he doesn't say anything about the Yid helping out. Beis Yosef Tama al Rosh, Bezel Hashoyne, Beis Yosef has a kasha. He says, Vani Tama, it's a Pella, Loma Kosav Shenagu Kahar Rabbeinu Baruch, Lefi She'en Abdonim Yisrael Mitzuyen, Chi Ein Abdonim Yisrael Mitzuyen, my Havi, what's the difference? Okevan She'en Yitzarech Lishma, Ela Betchila Se'ibud, Yanichana Yisrael Teich Hasid Lishma. Who cares if there's no Yiddish Abdonim? If all we need is that 1 second, right, of the putting it into the Sid, so let the Yid do that. And then let the guy do the ibud again. You have a factory, right? The guy owns the factory, and the guy does all the ibud. So says the Rush, so we have no choice. What can we do? Says the Beis Yosef, I don't understand. Let the Yid pay him a few dollars, stand there the first second, and do it for 1 second. What's the big deal? And then let the guy do everything else. And then you'll be yotzer all the shittas. That's the Beis Yosef's kasha. And he gives a shver a teretz. So the Lishka says, "Lofini is daiti nearly the sphere le laharosh the had the sagi v'tchilas ha'ibud l'shma that we say that it's enough that just the tchilas ha'ibud l'shma zeu rakish zeh ha'maschil ha'ibud gomar kol ha'ibud. That's when it's the same person doing it the whole time. B'zeh amrinan de kol ha'avoides b'osar ha'avoide rishayin agriri." Then we say that all the avoiders go basa the first avoider. V'chol avoider she'oisa al das avoider rishayna wa'oisa. Abalim echad asa tchila avoider achas l'shma. But if one person does the original avoider l'shma, v'yacharkach ba'odam acher v'gomar shar ha'avoiders b'stam, and then a second person comes along and finishes off all the other avoiders without kavana l'shma, b'ki agavna lo yamrinan de basar ha'avoida harishayna griri. We're not going to say that it goes basar ha'avoida harishayna, the l'shma is nigrar after the original avoida. The panim chadosh is ba'u l'kan. It's not the same person, it's a different person. So how could the second person's maisim be mishtayich to the first person's l'shma? That does not work. Ukamoy shenizbar L'kamon imirtz Hashem b'simin dalid sivkot and gimel b'shem tshuvas beis Yehuda b'lishma d'ksiva. That over there also we say the same idea, that if one cipher started l'shma, so a second cipher is not, when he's going to come and do it stoma, that's not going to be mishtayach to the first cipher's l'shma. It doesn't work that way. It needs to be the same person. U'lefizeh yotzalanu l'chura davar chadosh. So it comes out from this a gavaldig chiddush de Yisrael levada imeniach es ha'iris l'toich hasid, that if the yid puts the iris into the sid himself, gorat fei meilu hinicha nagoy levada, it's worse than if the guy would have done it, because the Yisrael is starting and the guy is finishing, and the Lishka wants to be mechadish that two people can't connect with each other. The problem is, v'amogen Avram b'simin l'amabes of kot niud gimel kosa b'shem agoyis maimini dim nosnoi mitchila v'ibud l'shem kedusha meniach es ha'akam l'hoitziyo yulataknoi v'ein tzarech l'sayei oid. The problem is, v'amogen Avram says explicitly that it does work. The yid could put it in and the guy could finish it off. V'ayin sham b'levu she'srod, that he explains that v'amogen Avram is not in the correct spot and so forth, but al kolponim d'levu she'srod goes along with this idea of the v'amogen Avram against the Lishkas HaSeifer, that two people's meisim, the Yid and the Goy, can connect with each other. V'tzorech Yen, Memela, Yiblaib Shver. Shuver Yisi, Ki HaBach Kosel L'Taretz Kushis HaBeis Yosef, V'Signan Acher. Have a look in the Bach. He has a different Teretz for the Kasha of the Beis Yosef.